Well, it's fantastic news, Shane, because the Australian government is going to be sending $300 million into space. So firstly, they're going to be dedicating a bit of that money, $260 million, into satellites, which will be invested into satellite technology, and because GPS satellites will be improved, and this will benefit sectors such as mining, transport, construction, aviation, and agriculture. And it will also deliver a satellite-based augmentation system, which is the technology behind GPS, and improve the reliability and the accuracy of positioning data from about 5 meters to 10 centimeters across Australian land and maritime zone, so we can sort of avoid those instances where you check your GPS and you're not quite where you're supposed to be. $64 million of that will go to investing in the national positioning infrastructure capability, which will improve GPS in areas with mobile coverage. So especially this will be useful in rural Australia. So if you're traveling into the center of Australia, then you'll also be able to have easier access to those parts with better GPS technology. And so you won't end up getting lost. In regards to the space agency, they're going to be putting $41 million into creating a national space agency, so that we're finally going to be joining the ranks of China, of the United States, of Britain as well, and many other countries in being able to have astronauts of our own being represented in the International Space Station or on interplanetary voyages, for example. And $15 million will then also go into establishing an international space investment project, which will provide grants to strategic space projects and business opportunities. So they're going to put those $15 million into companies that are interested in joining with this national space agency, and perhaps also trying to get a couple more people into space as well.
And you've also been having a look at the arts portfolio as well, Kevin. So there have been some winners and losers when it comes to our public broadcasters. So what's projected to happen to SBS and the ABC?
So the SBS will be getting $17.6 million between 2018 and 2020. So $14.6 million will be going between 2018 and 2019 to replace revenue that they couldn't raise as legislation to allow flexibility with the advertising. And $3 million will go to the SBS as well to support the development of Australian film and TV content. So finally, we'll be able to see some more content, maybe in Great Australian Railway Journeys, who knows. However, at the ABC, it seems that there's a freeze in funding for them, so they won't be getting any money, unfortunately, or an increase in money anytime soon until they begin negotiating with the government for extra money.
And what about our sector? What's happening in the community broadcasting?
So unfortunately, with community broadcasting, there doesn't seem to be a change. They haven't really announced anything in the budget.